The head of Baltimore City's police union postponed a news conference scheduled for today because of, quote, unforeseen circumstances. FOP President Gene Ryan was expected to respond to comments made by Mayor Catherine Pugh and Police Commissioner Kevin Davis about staffing issues in the police department. Some of the issues are related to a union contract that expired last summer. The mayor says she is still waiting to hear from Ryan to begin negotiations. WYPR's Kenneth Burns takes a closer look at what the mayor and commissioner said during a news conference on Friday.
Mayor Pugh made it clear that she wants officers to learn about the people in the neighborhoods they are sworn to serve and protect.
I want them to be able to walk their neighborhoods and their communities. I want folks who are sitting behind desks, who have the ability to be on patrol, to be patrolling our city and neighborhoods and get to know the people in the neighborhoods and communities.
But there aren't enough officers to staff the shifts available. Under the contract that expired last June, officers began working so-called 4-10 schedules. That's a four-day work week with 10-hour shifts. The schedule change went into effect in January 2015 before the unrest later that year. FOP President Ryan praised the move at the time as beneficial to the city and officers.
The contract also includes the new work schedule, which will provide more officers on the street, especially during times of high crime periods, as well as allowing our personnel to spend extra time with their families. And everybody knows a happy cop is a productive cop.
But Commissioner Davis said the department never had enough officers to support the 410 schedule and that it is costing the department $1.6 million in overtime each pay period.
I guess there was some hope that we would somehow catch up with it, but we never had that number to begin with.
The commissioner said the department is still recovering from the loss of officers through resignations and retirement over the last couple of years.
Frankly, and you all have asked me this question on numerous occasions, and I'm just going to reiterate it to you, the unprecedented events of 2015 and the unrest, we really saw people leave this organization.
Mayor Pugh said Davis should dictate when officers are scheduled, not the union contract. Davis, who used to be police chief in Anne Arundel County and an assistant chief in Prince George's County, said he never heard of shift schedules being negotiated into a union contract. The commissioner announced that 100 police officers will be reassigned to patrol duty this month. He called it a good faith effort to address the union's concerns about manpower and the city's concern about the money spent on overtime. Davis also said he wants to implement a civilianization plan for the department.
We have a disproportionate amount of sworn police officers performing civilians' jobs.
Davis says hiring civilians for some of the department's work can help free officers for patrol. But more officers will still be needed. Both Mayor Pugh and Davis made a plea for city residents to join the force. The police union tweeted Friday that members were glad to see the commissioner admit there are staffing problems, but only after they made the issue public. I'm Kenneth Burns at City Hall for 88.1 WYPR.